in. Obviously, the storm did make a mess right through your area. As far as the peanuts are concerned, give us an update. Where do we stand on the Florida peanut crop right now?
We're very optimistic right now that hopefully we can harvest the remainder of the crop that's in the field. There's certainly going to be some losses simply because of the timeliness of the harvest. Saturated soils have prevented us from getting in there, and most farmers are back in the field now. Of course, we have another slowdown at many of the buying points in the Panhandle where they're not able to dry. They're running on generator power. And some are just completely, totally down. With elevators destroyed, they're not able to do anything. Those that are operating certainly are not operating at full capacity, drying on generator power. And they're requesting most farmers to leave those peanuts in the field until they dry, because we are able to run the sampling racks and get those samples and have them inspected and dump those loads. So we're still in a pickle here, but we are optimistic. Farmers are in the field running, and hopefully we can get the remainder of this crop out.
You and I were talking ahead of time, the peanut crop, hopefully you can get it out without too many more problems, but that's not the case for everybody. You yourself and a few other folks you've seen, the cotton crop really took a hit, didn't it?
Well, the cotton crop is literally devastated. And where the eye came through and a few miles east and west of the eye wall, there's no cotton crop left. And this is on probably one of the best cotton crops that farmers have had in many, many years. And this is just gone. It's just completely gone. Now, with every mile you go west, conditions get better. But personally, I'm about 30 miles from the eye wall, and I sustained probably 50 to 60% loss on my cotton crop. But for every mile you continue to go west, the conditions get better. So, you know, I really hate to complain, and I'm certainly not, because some farmers have absolutely nothing to harvest.
But I realize the Florida peanut producers, as far as the association is concerned, will continue to be there. If anybody has any questions, I realize a lot of efforts are going to be underway to try to help those that have been hurt, haven't they?
That's right, Randall. We're working with our Department of Agriculture in the state and with USDA and Congress to make sure that we get some proper damage estimates from the farm and from the infrastructure, so that, you know, our political leaders can make the decisions and hopefully get some assistance out to the ag community as soon as possible.